Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's bad to be here. It's a new catchphrase.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Trina.
Nika Howard.
It's me. I didn't come up with something in the past hour, so...
And Mike Bachman.
Tim, that's a really good catchphrase. You should use it next week.
You know what? I'll use it next week.
Okay, thank you.
For you, my dude.
Mike Bachman, what are you doing here? Your character died. You're off the show.
My character died, and I'm actually 100% convinced that I had a real biological connection to my character, because I feel like dog shit right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I feel so
There's
bad.
A small chance that beautiful Bachman is going to cut out early in this episode.
Because
he might be dead. He's a little sick boy.
Yeah.
I'm snuggled up in a little blankie, and...
Or we'll see him throw up on camera, and it's going to be great.
Oh, so, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Another reason why you want to come out to twitch.tv/Geekly Inc. every other Thursday. This is recorded on February 11th, so two Thursdays from that. Whatever that is. Who can say?
Who knows? What's dates?
No one knows. It's impossible to know.
We'll be doing it again. And next time we record will be at the 25th, Thursday the 25th of 2016. We'll be into our new adventure fully. We actually recorded the other one before this episode.
Yeah.
We did. A little sausage making. We already know what happened in 156.
Guys, let me tell you, it was good.
It's one of the best episodes we've ever made.
Genuinely, it was ridiculously good. I feel really proud of it.
I'm almost never proud of anything I'm a part of, and that was really goddamn good.
That was fun.
It was fun.
So hang in there.
Hang in there. A week from now, you'll find out.
Yeah, we will continue our drunkorous adventure. Things will happen.
Yep. But for now, though, Michael, what have we got for us?
Well, you know, we just ended season one, which we don't really have seasons.
No, we have seasons, but we have arcs.
Yes.
We just completed the Finnegan arc, which it's like when Goku fight the Saiyan arc, it's Raditz. It's a little bit of Piccolo.
Right.
A little bit.
Is Piccolo a good boy?
He's a bad boy at the beginning of Raditz.
Everyone is a bad boy. Yeah, but then they become a good boy.
Mm-hmm. Piccolo's a bad boy in Dragon Ball.
There's a...
Can we stop?
Okay. Oh, I'll bring it back up later.
My new character is going to be Krillin.
But can you be Dad Krillin with hair?
Yeah.
You can't have a Krillin with hair, though.
Yes, huh? Dad Krillin
also,
is great.
Wait,
shut up.
Okay, I just want to say one thing completely unrelated.
Goku's good.
Tim, I can't believe you gave Yamcha hair to your dude. Okay, I'm done.
George Bush is so strong with Yamcha hair.
Is this an XCOM?
No, this is in... I'm just playing
Xenoverse.
The Dragon Ball Xenoverse on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
YouTube.com/Geekly Inc. Believe it!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're gonna start the new saga next week, but for now, it'd be fun. Let's do a little mailbag. Let's talk about stuff.
It's been so long.
These are like palate cleanser.
Some of my favorites. I love these.
Mm-hmm. And you used to be a fan of the show, so your opinion
doesn't matter.
You must be freaking out right now. Oh, have you been on a mailbag episode yet?
Yeah, I think I've done one or two.
Fuck.
So the last time we did one of these was October 20th, 2014.
Oh my God, really?
So exactly a year ago.
Wow. I know that because Matthew Morris angrily sent me his questions from last time because Mike Bachman wasn't here.
For a year.
And he wants Mike Bachman to answer his fucking questions.
Okay, so. Gotta get him while he's alive still.
The episode I just listened to, 58, why'd you do this?
Oh, I have a very good reason for that.
Okay, Mike Bachman.
Yeah, we should get into it.
When is the next Geekly Game Night, and what will we be playing?
All right, remember, this is from October 2015.
14.
I am 14. Not 14? In charge of that
Fuck!
Anymore. Like so many of the good ideas that I have, I start them real strong, and then someone takes them over later. So,
so that's John Caulfield.
Yeah, Matt Morris, you fucking idiot. I've played video games with you. This fucking
like
idiot.
He's been at Geekly Game Nights that I haven't been to.
Exactly. He's
like, these are the questions from 2014.
He's a fucking idiot.
Piece of shit.
All right, next question, Mike
fucking
Bachman.
Fucking idiot.
What is your favorite move to bust out in Duck Club?
I do the inchworm.
Did you do that at your wedding?
Yeah, there's pictures of me doing that at the wedding.
I remember that. That was great.
I said, Adam Bash, will you come out? Because he was just sitting there, and I was like, will you come dance if I do the worm? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, hold on, I gotta ask Carrie if it's okay. And I went to ask Carrie. I said, yo, Carrie, can I do the worm in front of all of our friends and family? And she said, yeah. And I did the inchworm because I can't do the regular worm. But that's where you just like you scrunch up and stick your butt up in the air, and then you just like shove your face along the ground.
It was so funny.
That's a good. That's a workout move. That's a workout move. It's good for your
there's
abs.
There's pictures of that, and then I'll tweet out sometime.
Hey, one more question, Mike Bachman.
Yeah.
I don't understand this at all. Real talk, bro. Where'd you learn about submarines?
Oh, yeah, because remember, this is probably around the time... No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was whenever we did the Steve the Zoo one episode.
Was it? That was that long ago?
In Zerd Submarine? Did you catch the great Virginia-class submarine goof that Jennifer made? It was great, and while no one knows what I'm talking about, trust me, it's a real thing, 10 out of 10.
You were Googling submarine. Both of you were, right?
Were we?
Yes. Yeah.
That sounds like a thing I would do. It sounds very much like a thing I would do.
Those are some of my favorite goofs. Like, the goofs were like, I'll make them, and nobody will laugh, and you guys will all look at me like I'm hella dumb. And then 2 years later, somebody will tweet out and be like, loved your goof in episode 25,
like,
bro.
Yes, vindicated.
Those are the jokes for, like, three people every year are real good.
Mm-hmm. Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worth it. Okay, these are, I guess, also for you, Mike Bachman. The rest of us already answered them 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
How did you get into tabletop gaming, Mike Bachman?
Buddy mine said... I mean, you know, this isn't like a Voldemort situation, right? Like, so... My good buddy, Steven Strom, he said, hey, guys, do you want to, because I was doing Fistful of Pixels at the time, and he goes, hey, do you want to do this, like, Dungeons & Dragons podcast? And I was single and maybe unemployed at the time, and I was like, hey, I think I'd like to do that.
It might be a fun couple months.
That is actually super crazy. Like, I know we've talked about all the time how we coached you through it, and now you're married to Carrie, but... You're welcome.
I remember that. That was so cute. It's like, I like her a lot.
So many things have changed.
Boxers, briefs, or the hybrid model, Mike Bachman?
Oh, the hybrid model. Absolutely. There's a certain, like, there's this brand that I get at a nice little boutique called Target. And just like, you know, I've got like some orange stripey ones. I got like some that have bicycles on it. I have ones that have like glow in the dark skeletons, and then like others with robots.
That's too scary. What do you got right now?
Right. Oh, what is it?
What you wearing?
Hold up. I have red.
Oh, it's orange stripey.
I have red on right now.
I don't remember what I'm wearing.
Jennifer, what boxer briefs are you wearing?
Oh, man. Like five
Mine
of them.
Mine are gray.
Lucky.
Boring.
I've got some boxers that I got, like, that I legit think that I got, like, Christmas, like, 2008. And, like, they just, you know, they're just resilient.
I have a pair that whenever Jennifer sees me wear them, he's like, you had those in college. I'm like, how the fuck did you know, whore?
Tim has a pair of one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish boxers that are...
essentially just a whisper from the wind.
I cannot believe they're intact.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they're horrific. They are very full comfy. Of evil.
My favorite boxers I've ever had were the ones that, like, they were SpongeBob boxers, but like the opening in front was right where his nose would be.
Oh my goodness. Oh, boy
I don't understand how that got made.
Yeah. Paint that dick yellow and you have a fun time. Suck my nose.
That's fucked up.
Squirrel girl. Sally?
Her name's Sandy.
Sandy.
Mike Bogman.
Yeah. I mean, you can ask other people's stuff.
No,
I'll probably stick around for a
little. Only you. Hey, this is the Bogman show.
This is, Matthew Morris made this happen, and it's,
Wait, are these all Matthew Morris questions?
Oh, yeah, these every single one of
them. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
I play games with this guy, like, on a regular basis. Like, dude, just ask me off air. It's cool.
With the controversy surrounding what is known as Gamergate and the frustration and pain that such a topic brings when brought into a social setting, could we avoid it completely and just have you tell us what your favorite flavor of ice cream is and why it's the best?
That's good. I remember this.
Can I actually tell you that I think like the real loser in that entire scandal was the gaming
You're
website.
You're supposed to tell us.
The gaming website Gamersgate.
Oh,
like, oh, poor guys.
And true gamers whose video games are being taken over by women
by
and
ice
their
cream.
And ISIS.
By talking too much about ice cream.
Answer the question.
This is a two part answer.
No, it's one part. What is your favorite ice cream?
I just had some ice cream that had. That was like a Breyers Blasted, and it had Samoas in it, like little Girl Scout cookies.
What?
And that was some good shit.
I like mint chocolate chip, but served from a girl who doesn't pretend to like video games.
So me.
Breyers has got we're getting paid by Breyers this episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got one that's like mint chocolate chip, but it's like white. It's not green like
it's
normal
good.
Mint chocolate.
I hate
so
white
good.
Mint chocolate
God.
Chip ice cream.
That is exactly what we talked about the last time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We all agreed last time that was the best, and I'm glad we're still on the same page.
Oh
no,
my God.
No, white mint chocolate chip is bad. The best
no,
is Publix.
It's the worst.
Yeah, me and Jayla are good trash people who enjoy chemicals. Mint is green, you fucking idiot. It's green. It's green plant.
Toothpaste isn't green.
That's because
it's spearmint.
Which is mint. You said mint is green, and that has mint in it.
No, it's different. There's peppermint and spearmint, and then mint.
And peppermint winter red. Green or something.
Well, then what the fuck is winter green?
That's ice. You see those commercials?
This is all very fucked
it's
up.
It's crematry. All right.
Mike Bogman, last question.
Ever?
What is your favorite kind of pizza?
Oh, my favorite kind of pizza.
Last time we debated whether he was talking about pizza like structure or pizza toppings.
Is this where the cake versus pie argument started?
Oh yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
That's good shit. Because pie is real good.
Oh, don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
I like the stuffed crust, but I also like thin crust. So if they can make like a thin crust, but like stuffed crust on the outside.
Dog,
then...
you want cheesy breadsticks and pizza.
No, but I want them to be attached to the pizza. It's important to me.
I'll get you some dough glue and we can have a nice time.
Dough glue.
Dough glue. Now that's a good name for your new character.
Dough glue.
Dough glue?
Dough glue. What is he going to play? What are you going to play, Mike Bachman? Oh, don't tell us. Don't tell us.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a surprise. I can't wait.
Dough glue iron butt.
Adam Cummings asks,
I like it.
What is Harper's favorite spell?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
and that's with a U. I hope you heard me say the U in there.
In spell?
Harper's favorite spell was the 4E one when he made a tornado that hung around because it was great. All the tornado shit he did in 4E was his favorite. 5E, he doesn't have one because I feel like I read half of it and I'm super stoked. And then I read the second half. I'm like, oh, okay. And also, I accidentally gave him way too many concentration spells. So I'll like do haste on my two beef boys, Jayla and Tom. And then I'm like, well, I can't do half my spells now.
You only did haste on me that one time, and it was glorious.
I was going to say, yeah. Haste is the best thing ever.
Yeah, haste is up there.
I really wish that
there.
I had more time to do it.
I think Blink is probably his new favorite, because that's really, it's like chaotic and fun. Mm.
If there was something that I could give you to compensate you for every time I want you to put haste on me, I would do that thing.
We'll talk later.
I wish that Tom could have died because of the skin melting off his face from how fast he was running.
He just had like a heart attack.
He went too fast.
He got a concussion.
He's got to go.
He got to go too fast. So fast. So yeah, I think blue. In 5E, his favorite spell is Blink because it gets him out of danger and it creates chaos. And 4E was one of the three daily powers he had that were like tornadoes. Probably, actually, he has this really cool one now that lets him fly and automatically do a wind explosion. That one's badass, so that one's probably it. But it's concentration.
Nice.
So
nice. I'm trying to find a question that's not for Mike Bachman.
Everyone, well, it does make sense that you would have a lot of questions this time, considering, you know, you know. Your death.
Here we go. Mailbag question for resident theology degree holders.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I haven't read this, so let's hope it's not shitty. From Dan Overturf, given that you have attained a higher degree of education in theology from an Ivy League school, which, if any, is your view of the extent of atonement?
Well, I'm an atheist now after going to divinity school, so I don't do that anymore.
You don't have to atone, so
he goes very deep into smart sounding stuff.
Yeah, like, I studied Hebrew, like I studied like Old Testament stuff, so like it's like a different, I feel like atonement is a very New Testament. I mean, I guess it's some in Old Testament too, but that's not really what I studied. I didn't care about I just didn't do theology. That's not what I studied.
I could ask them my pals. You cut off a finger.
I feel like I have a lot of minister friends who feel very much about that question.
Eschatological jubilee.
That's more in my realm than theology.
About Augustine belief.
Yeah, that's New Testament stuff. I didn't study that.
Pelagius, Lombard, Calvinist.
Who cares? It's all made
of
bullshit.
You should talk to my Presbyterian friends. I have a lot of those, and they care a lot about atonement. But me, myself...
Oh, Jennifer, what was your tulip number before?
I didn't do that.
You didn't do it?
Uh-uh.
That's right, because you're a Baptist, and then
we didn't
Anglican
do that shit.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
I was like,
what is this tulip number?
A tulip number.
Your tulip.
Tulip.
What does it stand for again?
What does that mean?
Total depravity of man, unlimited atonement, limited grace,
Wait, are you saying there was a number? Like, oh, my tulip is like 15. It's real bad.
No, it's you're either.
Well, what's your tulip modifier?
It's +3. Tulip, it's five things. Is it Calvin? I want to say.
I think yes.
The chat is saying it is. So it's like five things. It's five like truths that you either believe none or some number. So a lot of people are like, I'm a 3/5 Calvinist or whatever.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I didn't
Jesus.
Do that. The Baptist I was around growing up did not care for that.
No, because...
Nor Lent. Because didn't do that either.
They think, like, if you're fully on, like, you once saved, always saved. Also, you technically had no choice to be saved because God foresaw it happening or something like that.
I'm glad that Tim could come in and have something to say about this. But all I have to say is, I'm sorry, I did not study theology.
Get ready for our new theology podcast.
If you want to know about some fucked up stuff in the Old Testament, I am your girl. I know all about that. Mm-hmm. I know about cool ancient Near Eastern goddesses. I do not know much about the New Testament.
What you do if you're in the Hebrew camps and you have a wet dream?
Oh, you gotta leave. You've got to leave. You gotta get out.
What to do with your poop?
Oh, you gotta go out too. You gotta leave the camp.
No, you gotta bury it.
You gotta bury it outside of the camp.
In case God...
These are all 100% things in the Bible. Both of those things are in the Bible.
Yeah. I do like that I can
drop... Okay, I'll stop. I'm sorry.
old-ass Old Testament references and that they go over.
Yep. This is the correct audience for that.
Nika.
Yeah.
Has there ever been something you planned on your character doing in an upcoming session, but because of how the story went, you never got to do it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Absolutely. If you listen to episode 154.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
What was it?
No, I think whenever I made the character of Jayla, I fully intended on her dying. I didn't think she would make it past this episode, so.
Man.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I didn't let you die.
It's okay. I think it's fun to now have to deal with the consequences of what happens since that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, because before that episode, like, Nika and I were like, you're swinging that shit, right? Like, he's like, yeah, I'll help you. Let's do it.
Well, that's the thing. We only had a discussion, but...
Yeah, we had several discussions, and then we had different discussions with different people. Yeah. I never talked to you about it.
No, it was still a surprise in the end.
Well, Tim and I talked about some stuff to make sure that it never came to Aludra having to do it.
Right. And then I stressed you guys out real bad by
right, yeah.
seeing like I was going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think we knew Tom was going to do it.
Right.
But
yeah,
we knew that.
We were going to try to change it.
Someone also brought that up on... Facebook, someone kind of, it wasn't harsh feedback, but someone just gave us some feedback wondering why they're like, oh, this is a continuity error, that this didn't happen. And so, you know, we just responded
that what didn't happen?
That Jayla didn't swing the hammer.
Why is that a continuity error?
Because Jayla was sent back to, or Jayla was sent to Drunkeros to end the apocalypse as the adherent.
Yeah.
So,
oh, well, yeah, I mean, you didn't do it physically by swinging the hammer, but
right.
You united the party and, you know, whatever.
Right,
like,
exactly.
And it's not
right.
Like you stood around and were like, all right, you do it.
I just twiddled my thumbs. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
some original trilogy bullshit, like, you know, Star Wars reference.
No, I mean, I think Jayla and Nika totally planned on doing it. And
it's just that Tom did it.
And Tom did
first.
It first.
Well, that's the thing. You can plan on doing something and then it doesn't happen.
Exactly. But something like that, too. Like, that was a big thing. And we all wanted to make sure that whoever did it was okay with doing it. So now we get to see the fun that happens afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. That question came from M. Scott Anderson.
Thank you for all those nice things.
If the chat room, if somebody wants to man the chat room and pull some questions
okay.
from there,
oh, I'm in
any.
There. I can.
Yeah,
that would
we
be
got.
Cool.
I don't think we let them know they can ask questions.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Chat room, go ahead.
So far, they seem real thirsty as usual. But
just
chat room, do you have
general?
Any questions? Remember, it takes them a couple seconds because chat room, they're monsters. Two,
okay.
They're a couple seconds behind.
So Robin Lane asks, we know most listeners' favorite episode is the Dreadwing episode, which. I don't know if it's most people's favorite episode, but it's definitely
people
a
like
lot.
It. People like it.
It's
a
definitely
think a
lot
people's
of new
people's favorites.
Favorite okay, bye. But
yeah, that was a good one.
But do the hosts have a favorite episode?
Oh man,
the one we just recorded.
The one, honestly, the one we just recorded.
The one that we're gonna record next week. You mean?
Yeah. I think my favorite episode in the past. God, that okay bye one. I hurt from laughing.
Yeah, I think that might be the hardest I laugh other than the other one we recorded today.
Yeah.
I think for me at least it's different because I have favorite episodes like listening to it as a listener and then I have favorite episodes that we've done. So the okay bye one was hilarious, but I do have to agree with Robin that the Dreadwing is probably my favorite episode. It's so funny.
I like the Dreadwing one because that's the one where all the slimes and the Harrison Ford, right?
Yeah.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
That, mm-hmm. I do kind of miss being able to name all the various bad guys on the screen because I feel like we haven't done that quite as much recently.
Yeah.
And that is one of my favorite things to do.
Sure. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there. It makes me sad that it's like our good episodes, 120.
No, there's other because it's just.
No. I mean, 13 was probably our first like really, really tight good episode. I thought.
What happened in that one again?
That's the one when we got to Maswick for the first time.
Okay.
That one, I think, is like our first one where everything started clicking.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was that the one where...
We split the party?
Oh, into the bar with... And there was the...
Oh, that was very...
Yeah.
That was a really good episode, too.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Because in the end of episode 12, or it's either 13, 14, or 12 and 13, where it's like at the end of episode 12, we have like a really long battle with orcs. And we're like, I don't know we don't know how this works. And then at the end, we get to Mastwick, and then it's like, Lord Thumble. We're like,
yeah, that was, man.
Yeah, that was good. But I think Okay Bye was the most I've laughed.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I rated on for us.
I like anytime you guys do stupid shit that I wouldn't think of, like burning down places or just straight up murdering the guy who's trying to sell dog sausage.
See, he loves it when we do this to him. He loves it.
Wild card, motherfucker.
We're not mistreating him. He likes it.
Well, like I said, Thrifty's not powerful enough to create monsters that can beat us. He's weak. He's a weak man.
Why are you doing this?
Inside the game and outside the game. His parents hate him for
damn.
It. So, yeah.
I think my favorite episode is the one where, like, I was gonna, when I wanted to jump on the Kraken's face.
Yes!
And then
that was really
and Thrifty was like, that's super dumb. You're gonna die. And then I rolled, like, wasn't it, like, back-to-back nat 20s or, like, something ridiculous that I did?
It was insane.
That was a fun... I almost count myself as a listener to that episode because Tom was on tentacle duty.
Oh, yeah.
Very boring for a rogue. Do I have sneak attack in his tentacles? You do not. I do 4.5 damage, but I'm gonna save the boat. That was so funny.
Oh, man.
I love that. Oh, is that painter still alive? I think we've asked you that like 4 times.
Wait, what?
We sold the dead Kraken to the painter. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Yeah, maybe he's still alive. I don't know.
Okay, so chat question.
Sure.
Okay, so it's actually two questions, but they're kind of related, so I'm going to put them together. One person asked, what is our favorite RP system? And then I'm going to combine it with another question. If it is D&D, do you prefer 3.5, fourth edition, or 5e?
I like 5e.
Maybe I don't understand the question, because I feel like RP is like RPG. Completely... Well, okay. Okay, I was going to say, RP is kind of divorced from the whole...
tabletop, I guess. What's your favorite tabletop system?
I mean, obviously I like D&D a lot, but I really like... oh my god, my brain just...
Fiasco,
yes. I really like Fiasco a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I've been, like, really thirsty to play it recently. And I've never played 3.5 D&D, yeah. So I don't know.
It's super fun.
I bet it sounds bad.
I like 5e, but I'm still getting used to it, because... I like, you know what I liked when we had a character builder?
Yes. I like the character builder, and I wish we had that, but...
It's probably better for me, so I actually learn how things go together, mm-hmm. but it's much more stressful to be like, oh, should I have to actually build this? Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I've only played Shadowrun, Fate, I don't know, I barely even count Fiasco and Durance.
Oh, yeah. They're different.
4E, 5E.
Gamma World.
Gamma World, of course.
I think in principle I really like Fate, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I just haven't really played it enough. I think I would like it if we played it a lot.
It's good to really facilitate role playing if you aren't really good at role playing. Like, I felt like it was easy to become the character even if I wasn't feeling super confident in the character that I made, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think you had to have a really clear idea going into the game. This is what my character is. This is what they stand for, like you do with D&D, with Fate.
Right. I feel like Fate has the best elevator pitch, but sometimes the hardest execution. And I'm sure once you get cranking with it, you can have really great times. But it was just sort of like, oh, what if I'm not being compelled or whatever?
You
know.
I think everyone knows my preference, so.
We have a good ass question from the chat from Bear Psychologist. Y'all eat ass?
Oh my god.
You better believe it.
With a fucking knife, my man.
Fucking bib on from my head to my goddamn toes.
Just nominate.
Ooh. Every day's Thanksgiving. Chow down
on ass.
I don't need anything else.
I'm totally thinking about like Baloo from the Jungle Book, where he's like, you eat ass? You better believe it. Goddamn right.
Baloo probably does eat ass.
The bear necessities are heavily.
Wait,
the bear necessities are Jungle Book
did you watch? I don't remember that.
Oh, damn it. That was a furry thing that I watched.
And take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few. You eat ants? You better believe it.
Okay. But so, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
You didn't actually say you eat ass. Now I'll concede that point.
Okay. That's where I was confused.
The snake is big, but he goes all inside the butts. He's a big snake, though. But the monkey, he's also big.
Oh, my goodness.
That panther, he bad. No, he good.
The panther's fine. It's the tiger.
I don't trust him. Yeah. I don't know what he's up to.
Two bananas.
Cody Boker has some ridiculous questions, but I will read them anyway because I love Cody.
Are we going to get arrested?
Probably.
He asks if I will be his Valentine's.
That's in 3 days.
The answer is, of course, yes.
Yay!
Yay!
He asks if any of us could change one thing about D&D, whether it be mechanics or in general, what would it be? And he says something about, please answer with an upward inflection and not a question, which I don't know.
Wait, that's the same thing.
What?
I don't know.
An upward inflection is a question.
What do you mean?
I don't know, Cody. Cody, what are you doing?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to answer that question.
I think all of the rules would be gone and we would just RP the whole time.
I wish that D&D would let me roll something better than I do.
Yeah.
I think that it would be really cool. And this is something that the World of Darkness system does, is it allows for stunts and things that are very driven based on role play. And so if we're in battle and you say, oh, someone has this chain around me, well, I'm going to kind of swing down off of this rock and use the leverage that I have to throw them off of it. You can have a really cool description in D&D, but then it's like, okay, well, do you have this feat? Do you have this trait? Can you do this?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I think D&D holds you up.
I feel like Thrifty always just let me do that shit anyway.
Well, it's different based on who your DM is and everything.
Right.
So.
No, I think that should be, I think that should be like in its entire chapter in the quote unquote player's handbook of the DM's guide. It's just like, let them, if they want to do something weird, like, they do, but like, I think it should be super, like that exact thing. It's, there's so many times like, well, do you make an attack or what's this modifier? And it's like, well, no, I'm doing something cool. And it's like, oh, well, what's the, I don't know, mechanic of it.
Like
I
if mean, you could just boil that down to a DC and have like nothing else, like, you know, factor into it.
Because pretty much all it does is like, it would let me be like, you get inspiration for that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only tool that I have as far as mechanics go.
Yeah, but even the Dungeon Master's Guide and the Player's Handbook does say, feel free to break any of these rules. So
yeah.
Right. And I think it depends if you're playing, like, the group that I play with IRL are much more rule sticklers than we are.
So no it's way. A lot. Seriously?
Surprise, surprise.
Mika, you mean than we are.
Wow.
I don't know why you're really including yourself in that. What?
Well, no, I meant like they're very much like, I tried to do something and it sounded really cool. And our DM was like, that's cool, but you can't do that. Whereas I feel like if I said that to Michael, he'd be like, okay, maybe. And you would at least think
about
it. He
would not say that to you.
It's always like, make me say it.
Right, that's true.
But the difference, I do feel like playing with your friends around a table and not recording it versus recording it, there have to be some considerations. Because if you if you just played D&D exactly to the rules, that shit would not be very entertaining to
Right, like,
to.
Well, we didn't do tons of combat in 4E because it was boring. Because all it did is turn into, like,
it was a
real-time strategy. Yeah. Or, like, a turn-based strategy.
Which I actually liked. Mm. Like, I liked playing it, but it just wasn't as interesting.
The board game aspect of it was an interesting thing, but it wasn't fun for it was like, all right, we're role playing. All right, here it's like, it was like a random battle.
I gotta count these squares now.
Yeah. So whatever we could change that would make, I don't know, role playing a bigger part of like combat or whatever.
Of the actual action. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe that's our fault as opposed to D&D.
Well, I think that's the spells, like, now, like, they have, like, guides. Like, you're supposed to, like, if it's somatic or, like, whatever, like, you're supposed to do stuff when you do your spell. Like, yeah. It's supposed to be, like, a
vocal. And a lot of, like, the quote-unquote martial classes have a lot less shit. But because of that, you know, they are able to maybe do some more fun stuff. So instead of being like, you do martial strike of the rending fallen, it's like, now you have axe. You can hit twice with axe and heal yourself, maybe. But.
Yeah.
Two more quick ones from Cody. Jayla, if Eludra would have died, what would you have done? Please answer in either haiku or slam poetry.
Fuck, I can't do either of those.
Slam poetry, you just have to end it with, like, confidence.
Just say it in, like, a weird cadence, and that's slam poetry.
Mm-hmm. Eludra dies. How do I survive without her by my side?
This is good. Keep going.
She's my anime waifu. But without her, I just have anime sad eyes.
Damn, snap. Nice. Oh, man.
Nice.
Damn.
Okay. Last one
from police. And
did she answer the question?
She's got sad
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, she'd be really sad. She'd be sad.
Last question. This one's for Jennifer. Do you want to explore your family more? How much of that has been developed? Would you want Eludra's story to end like that of Berserkers?
Oh, wait.
Like Berserk.
Like Berserk the anime? I certainly do not want that to happen. That is very bad. Very bad. You know what? I think you just need to keep listening. You need to keep listening.
Stay tuned.
I have a question. I think that this one is funny. Could you describe your day as skill challenges? What daily activity are you not confident that you roll high on? I thought that was very funny.
motivation.
Oh no.
Does it have to be an actual skill, or is it?
I think it would be like an actual skill. Like if you had to go throughout the day and you're like, oh well, I notice things.
Arcana.
Okay, I'm
super.
She tried to do magic and it doesn't work.
You know what? Can I say something? Athletics. I sometimes when I play squash and then I come home to Jennifer, I'm like legitimately depressed.
Sad. It's true.
Like my one friend is super good at sports. Jennifer and I are talking about it. He's both talented and athletic. So even if he's never played a sport before, he's still fit. But he's like automatically he jives with it. So he's played squash 3 times, and I've played squash 100 times, and now he's beating me really bad, and I'm like just crushed. And yeah, so that was athletics. Is whenever it's twice a week, and it makes me sad.
I would say that I would roll very poorly on I guess you maybe call this history. I can't remember shit, you guys. I have to have a like constant, very detailed to do list, or I don't remember to do anything.
I cut myself a lot.
That's true. I would roll very high on medicine because I have to keep bandaging up Tim's various wounds. Mm-hmm.
I would be bad at medicine, religion, history, athletics, streetwise.
I have a -1 in religion. Ludra has a -1 in religion. I would say Jennifer Sheik also has a -1.
You have like a 9 in religion.
Yeah, but it's a bad thing.
You have good of it in theory, but not in practice.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're a sinner, Jennifer.
I wish I could roll good in sleight of hand because I try and steal shit and it doesn't always work.
Yeah. That's why Bachman's in jail right
Bachman
now.
Bachman has 4 fingers.
I don't know which one is mostly based with coordination, but I'm really clumsy, so I would like maybe athletics.
Yeah, because I think that's the dex based like one.
Mm,
so I think that's my issue too. Because is spaz a word that you're allowed to say?
Sure. Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
I'm a spaz. Like if you see me play like squash, I have to fight my stupid ass body. It's like I won't be tired, and I'll just be like,
I also
like a scared Kermit around the court.
Like in the house, things will just like crash. I'm like, what are you doing? Before Tim lost his wedding ring like a year ago, I used to always hear it hit the ground. Oddly enough, Tim still does not have a wedding ring.
I like it. It gives me freedom and a nice weird sense of coolness. I'm a bad boy.
I have 2 rings. You have none.
But you don't get confused, and you won't get the diamond that you lost.
Yeah, I did get I did lose a diamond. It's been gone for like 3 years. It's never went back. A little tiny.
I'll get wedding ring whenever you fuse them and get a diamond.
God
back.
Damn it! It's never gonna happen.
I'll never forget the first time Tim showed me his wedding ring.
Oh yeah. that was funny. Was that before this podcast started?
That was, yes.
It was like right when the podcast started, okay. I think. Or it could have been just Castle Thrones.
No, it was before, because I know that Nick and Dow and you were like talking about crashing our wedding.
It was a photograph of Tim's wedding ring and also one of his balls.
We're good friends.
And you can see the dice in it, and so you were like...
Okay. We just started a D&D podcast.
Good times. Explain the process you used to get Nika on the podcast from Dan Overturf.
We tried to keep her off.
We couldn't stop. Help! Process. Someone told her to get her out of here. She won't leave.
Oh, no. I feel like that was really easy because it was Michael asking me over Halloween, hey, would you want to do this? And then I freaked out in a bar in Chicago dressed like Korra. The Last Avatar. And I said yes. And that
was the part you're skipping is the 6 months where we thought about it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And my persistent tweeting at all of you.
Yeah, I was like, well, she played Wex or whatever it was. And
no.
Ren. I don't know. What was it? What was
I played
your name?
Lex.
Lex.
Lex. You said Wex.
Yeah. Whatever. That's the guy from Game of Thrones. And I was like, yeah, that was good, but do we really want to add a new person?
Yeah.
We're chill the way we are. But also, it would be great to add a new person. Nika seems to know the rules.
Yeah, we were like, who can help us not be dum-dums? Mm-hmm. Like, Nika knows what she's doing.
Yeah, we definitely didn't want to add just a fucking dude.
I'm kind of sad that we didn't get more Tom Aludra buddy cop.
Yeah,
I agree.
Man. I had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah,
that was really fun.
But it was, I mean, in the seriousness, like a lot of people will ask us, like, hey, I want to come on the show and stuff. And it's like, we have a full cast.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. We got
and
a good
everyone,
thing going now.
Everyone here is, like, people now that, like, we wouldn't have added Nika had we not known her for a long time and felt, like, super comfortable with her. Like, she was one of our best friends. God. So.
Is that what happened?
I felt like that's the first time I listened.
It makes me laugh to like when Nika was first on, everyone was so nice. And now you hear how mean they are to Nika. They're so right.
That's well, why I know you guys love me, right?
Well, that's because her Google ranking is the highest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I check that like that's some source of pride for me. Like someone gets on Google Plus and actually looks at those.
And per the geeklyinc.com web stats, you are the highest.
Mm-hmm. I thought Jennifer was.
No, you aren't.
I don't want
to. Unless they search Jen or Jennifer and that ruins the rankings.
I prefer not.
Yeah. Well, enough, the boys are not nearly as high. Weird.
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 Huh. Ben Apperson asks, which is the bapper and which is the reverse bapper?
Oh my gosh, we should do a ruling on this right
now.
Know
okay, let's all write it down in our
We're gonna vote?
Okay, how about this? Yeah. Just on the count of three, say what bapper is.
Oh, okay. Say what the bapper is. Okay.
Yeah.
So is it rolling? Okay. So it's either rolling a 1 or a 20.
Is a bapper a 1 or a 20?
Okay. And we're saying the bapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 1.
20.
1.
No, it doesn't
one.
Make any sense. Why would that be a reverse?
Because
reverse is a negative term.
Because it's started as a punishment. And
yeah.
Then it.
And the reverse bapper is a reward for rolling
yes,
so good.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's stupid.
All right. There's
no,
the ruling.
I mean,
so it's subjective.
I believe the man who was a dog told us that you should that you should, whoever, if someone rolls a 1, they should have to do it. And then we folded in the reverse bapper, which is if you get a 20, you get to choose.
It's a good rule.
It's a good rule.
Jennifer, this is still from Bapperson. Any idea what sort of character you would have tried to play next if Aludra had ended up swinging the hammer?
Oh man, I have thought in the past about playing some sort of a Warforged character.
Oh my god, I'm still kind of pissed we didn't do this. Should we tell them? I was so good.
We probably
you
should
fucking
tell,
assholes.
Right?
This was so good.
Wait, were you gonna play an Edward and Alphonse character?
Yeah. Oh,
I came to Michael 2 years ago, maybe.
So long ago.
Yeah.
And then he didn't like it as much, and I got really mad at him because I'm like, why did you not see how this is such a fucking good idea?
Okay, my only problem with it was that somebody wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
Well, you thought that we were going to somehow skirt the rules, but I'm like, no, this is more interesting.
It's sadder because Aludra finds love, but then she becomes a robot or armor lady.
Yeah.
And she can't feel anything.
So taking a step back, the whole like Pokeball thing was basically like when you got the Pokeball from the Necromancer, that was like sort of nugget in the story that would have allowed for this to happen, which was when the hammer was used, if there was like a pure soul, it could be captured in the Pokeball and then you could put that into like a Warforged or something like that.
Wait, Tom's pure as fuck.
Which is why when we went there on episode like 152 or 3 and I'm like, we got the Pokeball, and then he's like, no, you don't.
No, right. It's gone.
Yes, you literally shot it down.
Did I shoot it down?
Yeah.
I'm still extremely happy with where our story is going, but that would have been an interesting thing, and maybe I'll try to play a Warforged or something at a different time.
Had we done that, the plan was I was going to make you roll.
Oh, to see like, if I got in there.
And it wasn't even going to be like a super hard roll, but it would have been like a 10 or above.
Oh, but I probably would not have gotten it.
So it was like, if you had to roll the die, and if you got below a 10, you're dead. And so it would have come down, it would have been pretty good coming down to like one terrifying roll of the dice.
God, I would have thrown up
with,
so stressed out.
With Jennifer the Trash Lord of Rolls.
But
obviously, what we have right now is amazing.
Oh, yeah. But that's kind of what I've thought about. And I really also enjoyed playing the Warlock when we did the first 5e.
one shot. That was,
but no, but what, you're also talking about you want to play like a beefy like.
Oh yeah, I like a orc type, like yeah. a troll or some big ass woman.
Troll,
not
they're
a
bad.
Troll,
they're bad.
Not a troll. Well, I want to. What is that lady's name in the Rat Queens? The big like orc lady. That's what I want to play.
You want to play her?
Yeah.
Who gets really pissed when she gets shot in the titty?
Yeah, I love her. Oh yeah. My god, what is her freaking name? Come on, chat. I bet someone in there knows.
Beefy orc lady in Rat Queens. Yeah.
Also from Dan Overturf. This is, since we're on this topic, for Mike Bachman. When did you decide to kill Tom and Steve? What motivated this decision? What's your favorite part of playing Tom? Least favorite?
I think I've been like wanting an opportunity to organically kill Tom for a long time.
But trying to die forever.
Like I really like playing Tom. I love all the like the fan art and the memes and like just stuff that surrounds that character. But like, there's only so many boner jokes to be made, and I feel like I've made at least half of them. And so yeah, so when the opportunity presented itself, I was like, yes. What was the other part?
So what was your favorite part about playing? What was your least favorite part about playing him?
My favorite part about playing him was being chaotic neutral and just being able to like not really having to justify my shitty ass actions, which is good because they weren't always 100% thought through. Like sometimes you might think that Tom was impulsive and didn't think his shit through. And that's really just me not having any idea what's going on. So I liked that. And then my least favorite part was after we hit fifth edition and all I could do is swing my sword.
He got real shit. That part.
It's not so good.
But it was like almost unkillable, which is pretty
interesting. He doesn't die and he did a lot of damage, but it was boring damage.
Yeah.
But think of how much faster combat would go if you don't have to choose anything.
That's true. That's very true.
So nice. Oh, well, someone asked if there were any side quests that we didn't get to that we wished we would have.
No. We got to side quests that I wish we wouldn't have.
Shipping Empire!
Shipping Empire obviously was the best. I was kind of curious if we were going to run around and try to talk to the dwarves and the elves and stuff like that.
Before, yeah, just explore the world more without it being in complete crisis, maybe.
But, you know, there's always the future. There's no quest that we quote unquote failed, I guess, theoretically. Right. Maybe there are a few, but I mean, after we left Paler's Hope and then Michael was basically like, since you didn't do this bullshit side quest, the entire town was destroyed. And I'm like, you fucking dickhead. That kind of made me wish we maybe would have done it.
I wanted you to understand that this was not a video game where you could, like, just leave stuff and, like, when you came back, it would still be there waiting for you.
Yeah,
you know, video
things are still happening while you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try to have not video game logic applied to the world.
Yeah. But also, you could argue that doing that quest would have also been video game logic because it's like, hey, the world's ending. I'm going to go find your kitty cat, Miss Mass Effect friend. Let's go.
All right. Yep. Yeah, you could argue that as well.
And I am.
Okay. John Caulfield says, greetings, adventurers.
Hi.
This has probably been asked a lot before, and I know it's in the Demonomicon, so you might not want to reveal it, but I'm going to ask anyway, was Tom the original or a clone?
Ooh, that's a good question. I want to know this one.
Yeah, me too.
I actually have a follow-up question, too. Is that something that can be revealed?
I mean, do we know the answer? It's a better question.
Well, I mean, I know I have information.
Tom did, so.
I think, sure, yes, let's answer it.
Well, I mean, Tom regained his memories, and the last thing that he remembered is being killed, like, as Tom Vidal, as the original. But the original was dead. I mean, like, there's no question about that. He's absolutely dead. So there has to be some other shady shit going on there that I don't know has ever necessarily been explored and may never be again.
Damn.
I doubt we're going to get to that.
So yeah, it's nebulous is what you're saying.
We've all forgotten because the quest log is gone.
Yeah.
It was in a footnote. Yeah, that answers that. No one knows.
No one knows. So get both yes and no is, I think, the answer.
I mean, like, you know, I can make something up, but I'm not gonna.
What happened to Steve?
Huh?
What happened to Steve?
Yeah.
What happened to Steve? I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Is Steve still there?
We were told to ask you, so I felt like maybe there was something going on.
Who was told to ask me? I told you to ask me?
No, both Nika and I were told to ask you. What's up with Steve?
Yeah.
By who?
Thrifty.
By the other party member. Who knows about, well,
the party member in the sky. The dungeon master.
Oh, I don't know.
I guess he's just gone.
I will say, though, I didn't get a chance to do it, because... Well, oh, shit. Never mind. That episode hasn't happened yet. I told you it was going to be hard.
Fun. Joey O'Connell has a question, I guess, for me. How much of Drunkros was destroyed by the demon invasion? 50% of the population dead? More or less? Also, are Adira and the devils going to swoop in on the power vacuum? I go back and forth on how many people are dead because of the apocalypse. A lot is my answer. Probably a lot. Probably 50%.
But you don't want to accidentally put yourself in a corner.
But no, yeah. I want to leave myself lots of options.
Yeah, you don't ever want to give our fans too much information because it will bite you in the ass pretty quickly.
I think I imagine it being really fucking bad, like more than 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. But I don't know. We'll have to see what happens when we come back. And yeah, I think for Adira and the devils, I mean, who can say? Maybe listen in next week.
Maybe they're good. Well, at least Adira is good, right? Maybe she's happy and good and she's strong and happy.
They're like good devils. They're like the good kind.
Yeah.
Are there good devils?
Technically, they're good Yonkies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Tom was part demon.
Drow are all supposed to be evil, but look at Drizzt's it.
Oh, and Doug the Darkblade. Wait, Doug the Dark Elf.
That's right.
He's so cool. Strong and valorous.
Got any more? We good?
Someone just asked, what happened to Clinker? Steve the Knoll asked that. Oh, in the chat. Wow.
There he is.
I wonder what happened to Clinker. I don't think you guys know.
He flew above everything. He's totally fine.
He's having a great time. He's probably the happiest person in all of Drunkros.
He's kind of crazy. I don't know. He was from like some court of King Snuffleupagus or something. It was pretty weird.
That was funny. Someone else asks, but their name is a font color that I can't read. How many kingdoms have been found with all the monies that we've accrued?
Oh, that's your boy, Brett.
Oh, you're
well,
my Brett.
You know
I love my boy Brett.
Brett, you gotta wait and find out. We'll see what happens.
How many kingdoms?
I would imagine that, like, you know, with the huge influx of land, founding a kingdom, prices must have fallen drastically.
Right.
So, I mean, now we can found a lot more than we used to be able to.
Right. I know that we were going to have, we almost made our own side quest, which is buying up land quest, mm-hmm. which is everyone's favorite.
Everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. They crave it.
Monopoly. SB asks, this is for everybody. What's your favorite Drunkros race or culture you've encountered so far? What would you like to elaborate on in the future?
Oh, man. I like wood elves.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. I think the gnolls, the whole gnoll culture in Drunkros is very good. The melon camp
gnolls.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Good wrinkle the whole thing. Yeah, I guess how can you beat the wood elves, though?
By being in the melon camp. In my opinion.
In your opinion.
You've never been to the melon camp. Like,
it's
you don't
good.
Know what it's
Steve
like.
What if Steve's a fucking liar?
He's not. He would never lie.
He could be a sociopathic liar. He was a barbarian.
He could be dead.
He could be dead. Well, we know he's dead. We know that for a fact.
Yeah, that's true.
His little null ass body was in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but his spirit is alive.
Or dead.
It's alive.
He still has a few Horcruxes left.
What was the second part of the question, Michael?
Which one would you like to explore more in the future?
Probably high elves, because if wood elves are what are the way they are, what are like the high elves, the Eladrin, what have you, or whatever they're
fancy
called?
Fancy elves.
The fancy ones.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
What if they were like just like totally hipsters?
Hey, I like to wear a donut on my head.
Do you have any kombucha here?
Oh yeah, that's a very good high elf.
Or maybe we explore the word high in High Elf and they
smoke. Oh my god, I love the ganja.
Silver weed.
Oh yeah, there was Drunk Gross Madagascar. Yeah, that place sounded, seemed okay.
That place is real weird.
Actually, the drinks are, or whatever, that was good.
There's cat people and dog people. I like them for sure.
That was a good time too.
Yeah.
On the official map, there's like a deserty looking place down south. We've never been to there.
Yeah. We should go there.
Also, was Apu the only talking monkey? Maybe there's an entire
oh my gosh,
village kingdom of talking monkeys.
Man, that could be.
I'd like to see what was going on around the rest of West Drunk Rose. I know sometimes I ask Michael, like, how much of the world is it in the official map when you Google the word Drunk Rose? And he sometimes gives me answers I like, and sometimes he doesn't.
Apu is one of those, like, just random...
He's kind of the Poochie of...
he came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just suddenly we were talking to a monkey, and I don't even know how it happened.
Yeah. It's like, why are we talking to a monkey? It's good.
Someone was asking where Wiggins is. Well, he's the king of mice now.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's fun for him.
Yep. Wait, what is he?
He's the king of mice.
Yep.
He's the king of mice?
Yep.
Oh, I just totally spoiled something.
What were you spoiled?
What?
No, I mean, not just for the listeners.
Okay, so then we already know, but...
Yeah, I know.
It's a spoiler, and I said that Wiggins is the king of mice, but I thought that you guys would want to know.
Stay tuned next episode.
Okay, so this is a question for you four. How did the podcast start?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Michael found a whole bunch of old...
You're doing the thing I do. You're answering someone else's question.
She said it's for everybody.
Oh.
Yeah, no, for you guys. I mean, I honestly don't know how.
I was going through... I can make this really sad and dark.
Do it!
my dad was dying. And I was going through the attic, and I found all my old D&D books, and I tweeted about them. And because I had to take all my shit out of my house, and I was like, and then Steven Strom said to me, we should make a podcast out of that, or we should play. Remember, he said we should play, and then I'm not sure who said, you might have said, we should make a podcast. I don't remember. And then I got these people together, and we played D&D.
Yep.
I was like terrified.
Yeah, we definitely weren't sure it was going to be a podcast when we did the first one.
Right, because basically Michael... was like, this is a good idea, Strom. Let me get my peoples who have proven to make a good ass content. And that was Jennifer and I. Because I remember I was drunk at a party and he was tweeting, and I was like tweeting at him too that night. And then he's like, oh, we should do a podcast. And he's like, okay, let's do it. Oh, Jennifer should be on too, because we had played D&D a couple for about a year at that point. And but not like off very, very, very much off and on. And then Strom's like, okay, I'll also ask Bachman. And like, okay, we know Bachman, kind of.
He's good people, so fine.
Yeah, we met, but you don't remember. It's fine, it's cool.
No, we were standing within proximity of each other, and I remember that. Because I remember, like, you guys were like, oh, we have to go record Cast of Thrones. And I was like, that sounds like some fucking nerd shit. And, like, that was, like, a year or two beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
But we never actually talked.
I remember he suggested you, and he said that you were on this funny show called Fistful of Pixels. And I remember listening to it while I was mowing the lawn and going and thinking to myself, well, I can't really tell these three guys apart, but they all seem really funny. So,
so it's a good choice.
So he rolled the dice.
Yeah, Steven Strom was actually talking about Taylor Bliss.
Oh, no. Well, fuck that dude. So,
and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Cody Boker again. He says, what's the deal with Mastwick? What about Pyre? And most importantly, what about the Dark Blades?
They're all dead.
What about them?
Tell me, baby.
I don't know, man. What would happen? I don't know. I mean, Pyre's still...
What's Pyre doing?
As of the recording of this, Pyre's definitely still owns Mastwick, basically.
Oh.
And, like, what do you do when there's a badass dragon who just decides he lives in a city now?
You kill
him. You just say, yes, sir. Tim just so me. A very upsetting... fan art and art of Donald Trump, and his dinghy is out, and I didn't want to see that. I did not want to see that.
His dinghy is as terrible as you'd expect.
I didn't like that. I'm upset now.
Dark blades are still a thing in Maastricht, and I'm hoping that I can get all the dark blades together at GeeklyCon to play a session.
Yes!
I think that would be really fun.
Oh my gosh.
I want to get every dark blade that was ever a dark blade.
Oh my gosh.
To play a game.
What a group.
Yeah.
What a world.
That is a plan I have. Man, I think feel like we answered a lot of questions.
I feel like we did.
We got to save some for another time.
Yeah, it's getting late.
Whenever we get our schedule fucked up, we'll do another one again.
Let's see. The last one was October.
I vomited three times since we've been doing this, but I just swallowed it. I kept on going.
Oh, Mike Boxer, so, you hung here the whole time.
You did. Yeah, what so a good strong. Boy.
And Jennifer literally was falling asleep.
I typed to Tim, I'm getting tired.
I know. It's fine.
I'm a sleepy girl. I've been up too long.
You need your little baby sleep.
I need
it's
my
fine.
Sleep.
But I love these episodes.
I do too. They're super fun.
Yeah.
We'll have a new episode next week. Hopefully it comes out okay. I mean, you know, we'll see.
Who knows?
We have to record after this. And
oh man, it's already 11:15. Who knows what's gonna happen?
Just kidding.
This would be if we recorded another episode. That would be a shit show on my part, at least.
100%. I would be like actually asleep.
It's like, so what do you guys do?
I actually have fallen asleep during a podcast before.
Really?
I guess it's real. I was like dying.
Hey, that's kind of a compliment. You've never fallen asleep during us, though.
No, yeah, not D&D, but I was like getting so tired. I was like, I have to stop. I cannot do this right now.
I wish you didn't fucking tell me that.
I'm sorry. I get really sleepy.
Which episode?
It was like kind of recently, actually. I gotta go back. I think you knew. It was the one we were talking about the new season theories. But you guys were carrying it, though. It's fine. You didn't need me.
Cast of Thrones has been really good lately. We've been putting out some good
shows. We have never been
shows.
Made better Cast of Thrones than we are right now.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Fact.
When do I get to be on that show?
Oh, whenever you want, baby doll.
Whenever you want, my sweet baby boy.
Okay.
I think our next, for realsies, our next Patreon episode, we should do like a stump Mike Bachman or something.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, impossible.
Can't stop
I know.
He knows everything.
Listen, I don't know a lot about Game of Thrones, but I know a lot about incest, king killing, like all that stuff. Those are the two things that they do on that show, and I know about it.
Mm-hmm. That's not wrong. So,
and wolves. I saw wolves one episode.
They got wolves for days, play it.
But sometimes I don't.
Oh, wait, I got one more question came in. Michael D asks, what is
your
favorite Harry Potter podcast? There's this really good one. It's called You're a Wizard,
Harry. Get this bullshit out of here. Stop.
It's awesome. I would check it out. It's on geeklyinc.com.
Get this horseshit. I noticed that you used half of our last episode to talk about your bullshit nerdcast.
People but really like it. It's good.
But you also said nice things about me, so I liked it. When am I on?
You're on episode 4.
Oh, what is that, Michael?
Ugh.
Huh? Ugh.
What?
Whatever. It's fine.
I fucking kill it.
Just ask Tim to be on it.
Well, it's kind of part of the bit that Mike and I can't be on podcasts if we're not on the same podcast together.
They love each other so much.
It's a bit. It's a bit.
Well, but Shia and I love each other so much, okay?
Yeah, but I
Michael and I are each other's patronus.
There's nothing good for me to say at this point.
She's my Bishaya.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to talk to us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman. I thought I had a joke, but then I said, that shit ain't funny. And I skipped it.
And I swallowed vomit.
Self-editing is hard.
It is. That's why I don't do it.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Dreadful Thoughts, Fistful of Pixels, and You're a Wizard, Harry. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can find out more information on Geekly Game Night, read the always updating content, and check out some fan art. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop, where we just added a newly designed updated hoodie, and buy some merchandise, because you want to. Okay. Also, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. And you should also tell a friend, because we like word of mouth. Mouth stuff is fun. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. Make sure to check out geeklycon.com to get your ticket for GeeklyCon 2016, which will be held in Portland, Oregon. Tickets are going fast, so get yours soon. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe and get ready for things to get dicey.
I hope
they
do. Can
we just talk about, for just half a second, if they sell out, how many people that's going to be? Like, my mind is blowing.
It's arguably too many
people. I'm scared.
I can't, well, I mean, I can't handle it.
The thing is that if we, like, get... Obviously, there's a billion nerds in Portland, and this is going to be super fun. So if we do a halfway decent job, just like being like, hey, people in Portland want to come to this, then yeah, of course they'll come.
Wait, but that means they won't care about me and...
I know. Well, that's why I want to get as many Geeklies as possible, because people not caring about Tim is just stupid.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll learn to love you.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. I don't want to say that this GeeklyCon might be the best GeeklyCon, but I think it might be the best GeeklyCon.
It's going to be
It's going to be.
There's so much crazy stuff planned. Can we just really quick?
Yeah, run through it real fast, and then I want to tell you my favorite thing about last GeeklyCon.
There's going to be an escape game this year where you have to escape out of a room. You have an hour to do it, and there's like tons of puzzles and stuff, and it's going to be D&D themed.
Nice.
It's going to be super fun. We're gonna have panels this year where people like Nika do cool stuff, like tell us how to paint miniatures, or like we talk about how to make a podcast. There's gonna be a live show, obviously, but like if other podcasts who are like sort of related to us want to do a live show there, they totally could.
Can we just say that for the live show, we're going to have actual costumes?
We are in talks about actual costumes.
Are you saying that I'm not going to be wearing hideous clothes from middle school this year on stage in front of people?
Michael, don't fuck us this time. We have looked terrible.
I
just want to say, it was a beautiful moment to try to use face paint on Tim in a bathroom 15 minutes before the live show was happening.
Taking like swigs of whiskey, I believe.
What was that? Oh my god.
We were having a good time backstage.
Try not to like laugh too loud during Cthulhu and Friends. Yeah. They're talking about like crying or some shit.
Yeah. I just want to be not hideous on the stage.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah. Please.
There is a thing in the works. I'm not sure if I should say this or not, because I don't know how secret it is, but I don't think it can be secret that much longer. There's talk of being a Drunkeros based gigantic LARP happening.
Oh my god, nice. Oh. Tim and I did the LARP last year, and it was like so much fun. It was so much fun. One of the LARPs, there were more than one.
I got really scared during mine, but it's okay. It was super fun.
Thrifty, is there going to be a game where, like, the sole purpose of the game is to keep people you're excited about seeing apart for the entire...
No, there's not. We're not going to play Assassin this year.
GeeklyCon gets better every year.
By the way, that was y'all's fault. Like, you took it way too fucking seriously.
How are we supposed to take it?
I immediately died, and I was happy with it.
Yeah, nerds take everything too hardcore, man.
I love dying.
Thrifty, you cannot talk shit about taking it too seriously. I had to work real hard to get you.
Last thing, we're doing a play to win board game section this year. We already have like a bunch of publishers who have sent us board games that basically you just play it and then you put your name in a jar, and then at the end of GeeklyCon you get to win it possibly.
Oh hell.
Nice.
So you get like come away with, you know, more board games that are more expensive than the ticket.
You'd be losing money to not come.
Exactly. But anyway, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Nika, were you going to say what your favorite part of the last one was?
Oh, my favorite part of the last one was sleeping on the shittiest bed ever in Tim and Jennifer's room.
That was good times.
Our little baby girl Nika was there. And I liked it.
We shared a room together and it was great.
They should do that again.
Nika,
it was so much fun.
Nika introduced me to dry shampoo and it was really good.
And remember whenever we were all super tired and we laid on my shitty bed and watched DBZA?
That was a good night. Just in case you guys are wondering, we all genuinely love each other very much.
It's true.
I love these jerks. But right now,
go ahead.
Yeah, now it's time to end the podcast.
I'm so tired. Yeah. And I have got to get in bed and read my very gay young adult book. Oh, yeah,
We've entered the rambling portion of the night.
I got to go. Finish up Captive Prince. I'm literally reading a book called Captive Prince. I do not care.
Oh, heaven.
I love beautiful. You all. We'll see you next week. Until then, it's been dicey. The podcast wrap.
Somebody go to Reddit and tell them it's from this episode.
I'm your mom and fuck your dad.
Oh my god. Tim, hurry up and get your Fitbit so you can be friends with us.
Yeah. Fitbit, go!
Me and Tim used to be Fitbit friends, and then we both decided that we didn't have Fitbits anymore or something.
Tim decided to put his in the Pacific Ocean.
I lost mine under dubious circumstances. I was drunk and in a horrible mood.
He probably threw it into the ocean.
There's a world where that happened. It could be this one.
I'm trying to remove some of these extraneous emails to make this slightly more...
How many of them were horrifically shitty, besides many?
What?
Mm.
Sometimes people send bad emails.
Mm.
Nope. Why was it in episode 42 when you should have added your con modifier? You didn't. Thanks. I'll take
Seinfeld
your answer.
Sends mailbag.
I'll take the answer off air.
That does truly drive me nuts. Like, this made no difference.
Hey, 4 years ago, you could have done 4 more damage. Just thought you should know.
You're only saying that because that's literally a tweet we got like 2 days ago.
Yeah. But Jim forgets it like every other day.
I get him like a lot. Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
I guess I do get him occasionally, but like not a whole lot.
Jennifer's a girl. We've proven it by the way, both on Cast of Thrones, specifically on Cast of Thrones.
Oh god, that's why I do not ever look at Cast of Thrones email or Twitter account anymore.
We proved it on Cast of Thrones that Jennifer gets the most shit because lady, and we're close to proving it on this. Although she fucks up a lot.
Listen, I don't care.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna keep fucking up.
Yeah, but if like some of us fuck up, sometimes it's like it's a choice. Whereas if you do it, you're a fucking idiot. Which is still true.
I mean, I am. Let's be real. I'm an idiot.
But still.
The only thing that just makes me really mad is whenever people make it sound like we don't know how to play our characters.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you're...
Except when it's about me, because I really don't.
But the thing is, though, a lot of times when people correct me, they're actually wrong. Right. Like, no, that's actually not what my character does.
Whenever people assume that Jennifer and I don't know how to play our characters.
Yeah, that happens a good bit.
Well, you guys have vaginas. Where are you going to keep the dice?
My vagina just gets in the way of me doing so many things.
Yeah. I think the question should be, you guys don't have vaginas. Where do you keep your dice?
That's right.
In my butthole.
Oh, all right. Oh. You know what?
Well,
Good point. You have too many dice.
In my dice bag.
Which is my
balls. People who don't watch the stream don't know this, but every time I have to roll a d20, I pull down my pants and I poop it on the table.
It's 100% true. We have seen Bachman's b-hole countless times.
There's nothing natural about that 20.
My balls are invisible, and I kind of pop them like a boggle machine,
like
and
a then pop-matic.
they pop up, and then it gives me the numbers.
I wasn't upset before, but now I am.
A boggle machine or the Dyson? Sorry.
Wait, are we recording right now?
Yeah, we are. Oh my God, Steph.
Oh no, this is pre-show. We haven't
this
started.
I know, but she's got it though. Now she
this
has all this
solid
info.
Gold.
Steph is ugly and bad.
No,
now she can't use it.
She can just cut it out. She should like splice it in like very obviously. Steph is good and beautiful.
Steph is one of the strongest characters in my XCOM game. Next to Tom
in
Dragon
the chat said life goal poop a d20 and crit. I think we should emphasize right now, don't put d20s in your butthole.
Don't, you know why? There's no flare base.
There's
not a flare base. It's not safe.
Yeah.
You can get lost.
Yeah,
you'll be the person that is live tweeting while they're at the hospital getting dice out of their butthole.
You're going to get a very good x-ray.
Sorry, Carrie was asking me if I wanted to sleep in the spare bed or the toddler bed tonight so that I don't get her sick. It's the toddler bed's got fish pillows on it. I like it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.